Hello.
Hi, this is Tiffany calling back from customer support. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said, hi, this is Tiffany calling from customer support. How can I help you?
Customer support where?
We are a third-party call center.
Well, I have no idea who you are. Third party for what?
The EBT or what? What are you?
We handle over 100 different vendors, so it's hard for me to tell you, hey, we're this person. But we do handle products and accounts. Did someone in the household or you request a call back?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, how can I help you?
I got a charge that says it's from a hardware store on the 10th, and I don't think that would even possible.
Okay, ma'am, if I can just start with that zip code, that would be great.
65803.
And what's that first and last name?
Mary Gardner.
Mary, Miss Mary.
Yes.
Miss Gardner, can you spell that last name for me?
GARDNER.
And may you verify that shipping address for me?
Don't have one. Look, I'm not going to give you all this information because I don't know who you are.
Okay, I understand. If you don't want me to help you with this account, ma'am, I'll be happy to let you go, but I'm really trying my best to help you.
I do want your help, but you don't need all this.
I have to make sure that I'm talking to the customer and not someone else. So it's for your safety and your security if this is your account. So it helps the both of us.
Oh, I know. I don't think it is my account because I don't think I bought anything. Yeah, I picked this notebook up and I'm done. Thank you. Okay, look, the number that was called that my bank called is 1-877-586-8109.
We don't deal with phone numbers. We deal with products and accounts, ma'am.
Well, I don't have a product, obviously. And I don't have an account.
Ma'am, may you verify the shipping address for me?
Fine. 1033 East Commercial Street.
Okay, that's in Springfield, Missouri, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I do see here where you are someone in the household entered for the sweeps, entered for a chance to win that drill.
Nope.
Okay.
Enter for a chance to win a drill.
What? Did it charge you for that?
No, I didn't. So.
No, that's a good plan.
Yeah.
Must be just like tapped on something, but tied into something. On the things on the internet.
I get these ads all the time that say, you know, $1 for entry, and I never do them because that's bullshit.
You know, we've got a
grant. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's why I don't do that. Yeah. You know, markers, and they've got
No, I know.
Okay, ma'am, how can I help you?
I get these things in my either text or my email box all the time. Because places like that usually ask for money, I turn it down. I don't do it, as a matter of fact, to get rid of these apps.
Yeah, so I don't know if you are someone in the household who paid the entry fee for that drill, but that's what this is for.
Yeah, well, no, I didn't do it. I'm the only person in this house.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, I want my money back.
What money, ma'am?
The $7 they took.
Okay, I'm looking to place you on a brief hold, okay? I'll be right back.
Well, look, here's the deal. The number they called me from, my phone flagged it as spam.
Okay, I was able to get that money refunded to you. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Say that again.
I was able to get that money refunded to you. Is there anything else I can help you with?
How long should that take?
It's going to take maybe a little bit longer than 5 days because of the holiday that's coming up.
Okay. Because if it doesn't happen, I'm going to contact my bank's fraud department.
In most cases, ma'am, the fraud department, you know what, never mind. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
All right.